this one. Story day, Terry Manched, Yud Aleph, Shvat, Tovshin, Pei, Beis, Rabbi Yossi Chazan.
It was always there. Just. Good morning. This Shabbos, Habalein Ulateva, is a gewaltig Shabbos, one of the specific Shabbos of the year. Shabbos Shira, Zimcha Rabba, Vamruchulam. And it's Klal Yisrael calls the Shabbos Shabbos Shira. And it's the Hashlama from Yitzias Mitzrayim, from the Geula, and all the brachas, all the Yiddishkeit is in this parsha, all the Yisoidus. Therefore, the simen of the Dominion Psukim in the parsha is Yad Emunah, Yad Parnosa in the parsha, all the good Zachar. And the Mashgiach says Shabbos Shira 1217 is Gimatria. Uvol Tzion Goyel Shavei Fesher Biyang. The Derech Agav from there is not only a Shabbos of Shira of Geula, it's also a Shavei Fesher that was discussed, the Shabbos of Tshuva, and he also adds somewhere else that 1217 is Gimatria Yovel Hishnas Achamishim, and it says in Zohar Hakadosh Mechamushim Olu Bnei Yisrael Medutrayim, they reached the Shara Chamishim of Kedusha. And just to add on what he's saying, that 1217 is Gimatria Avinu Malkeinu Galik Fei Malchus Cholenu Mheira, which is also Gimatria Yifen Barachma V'Amei V'Yochan Amam Yachadim Shmoi, which is Gimatria also V'Shefer Godel Yitoka, which is Gimatria V'Hosu Sotel Nufaneinu Me'achareinu, which is Gimatria Lushon Habo Ba'arad Yisrael, which is Gimatria Oine Korol Yema Shabbos. All the good Zachen, the Shabbos, Shira, and Geula, and Bracha is Gewalt. The Imre Chaim, the Vision of Rebbe, as Chuz Yogan Leni used to say, that the Gemara says at the beginning of Chelik, Oz Yoshir Moshe, says Charlie Nemer, El Yoshir Mikan the Tchias HaMeisim in Abdeir. If a person wants Tchias HaMeisim, not only the dead will ultimately be resurrected by Mashiach. If you want to be have Tchias HaMeisim while you're still alive in Al-Madain, then you tap into the Kedusha, the Oyer of the Shabbos, Shabbos Shira. In fact, it's brought down in Sforam HaKadoshim and Rosayim Tzoyfim that the Rebbe Yitzchak Vurke asked the Chedusharim, why is it like last Shabbos was Parshas Boy? Klal Yisrael doesn't call it Shabbos Yitzchias Mitzrayim. Next week is Shabbos Yisroi. We don't call it Shabbos Matan Torah. Although there's a concept of a Kriya Meriras Zman. This Shabbos, all of Klal Yisrael called it Shabbos Shir. And the Chedusharim answered, the Chazal say that the Shir is written Ariach al Gabi Levena, as the Gemara says in Megillah. And we all know that, in other words, in the Shira, if you get the Aliyah, you'll notice there's more empty spaces than there is letters. And everyone knows Chazal say Yisrael stands for Yesh Shishim Riba Ois L'Yislat Torah. So there are those connected to the Ois, and there's just a cloth around it, the empty space around it. So Hashem explained, the neshama is compared to the dyoi, the written word. The guf is the heftza on which the oisiyas are written. And since Torah creates, Torah shafta mitzias in the world, therefore since the shir is written in a totally different manner than the rest of Torah, is al derech zeh, the guf of a yid when it comes Shabbos Shira is totally the shinui on the Shabbos, which is dramatic and awesome, which you don't always pick up. The Emma said because just like the Ariach is half of the Levena, so Yisri Makosuf Kan, that is the Gili Oyer. Melch Biderman just adds a kvetch to it. If you remember in Parshas Chayesora, Rashi opens up that says a Parshas Tumo that came after Yankovina passes away in the Statnu Einayim Velibam Shal Yisrael Mikoyshi Hashibut. So when there's a Stuma, there's no Revach Lizboinen that you don't see, you don't feel the Oyer. Pum Fakeret, when it's the Shabbos of Shir and it's written, spaced out with so much so much white letters of the Torah. Therefore, it's a time of psichas alev and psichas einayim, and it's a time of tshuva. What is the connection between Kriyas Yamsuf and tshuva? We say every night in Ma'ariv, Zaydin tibato v'yedidim havart. That you don't have to be a rocket scientist to ask the obvious, glaring $64,000 question, right? L'chura, if I remember from the Chumash, the Seder is Pumfaket. First is Yedidim Havarto, and after Vezeidim Tibata. The Egyptians were only drowned after the Jews crossed the Hebrew, right? And then Vaiter, it says, also the Chum Sofer is Medayik. Then it's after Venosni Yedidim Zmirah Shiras Shvach is Brachas Vaidois, right? And afterwards, there's a Moshe of the Yisrael, Lachanu Shira B'Simcha. Hello? Is Kunt Uis, there was a Madrega of Yedidim, Venosni Yedidim, Zmirah, Shira Zizbachis, which is before the Tviyah and before, what's going on? It says, Lachanu Sefer, a Moshe Dika Pshalagach, Bomba Dika Chiddish. When we say Vezeidim Tibata, that the able to submerge, he drowned him, right, the Zeidim, it's not referring to the Egyptians who were pursuing the Jewish people. It refers to the Eden. The Eden had Nebuchadnezzar. They had their Averis, right? There was a Kitrug on the Yam. Right? Bizchus Amunna, the Eden crossed the Yam, right? Then the Zdoinus of the Eden, the Zaydin, that itself was drowned in the sea. As the Pasuk says, V'tashlechum Zulus Yam, and right when that happened, and the Averis went to the mikveh, to put it bluntly, right? And when that, not all the Eden had this emunah, there were dargis and dargis, and it was called Yisrael. But the Yedidim were able immediately to sing Shira. What Shira? Not Oz Yoshir. The Gemara says, Lamer, on Oz Yoshir Lamer, that the Nevi'im Shebineim Tiknu Alkol Tzora V'Tzora Shetovei, when Kishenigalu, they say Halil. Immediately the Yedidim, when they reached the Gevaldiga Madrega in crossing, and they the Zaydim Tibata, the Averis, were gotten rid of, right? They immediately said Halil. Afterwards, all of Klal Yisrael, even the people who lacked that level of emuna, when they saw Mitzrayim, Bezos, Vasayom, Yachat Kulam, Haidiv Lichvamru, they sang Oz Yosher. Unishnados, but I'm sure adds to the Chosefer's Atifer word. He says, and everyone knows the famous word from the Belzrofim, the Ol Tzadikim, on Tishrei, Yom Neroim, we serve Hashem for fear, trepidation, Yom Neroim. And therefore we take the Averis and we throw them away. Tashluch, get rid of them. Masha Enke Nisin is a time of Avo, right? Maim Shalonu, we get it, want it back. And therefore he says, the Zaydin Tibata could be Pshat Miloshin Tabas. Veirastichli Vemunah. The Erusin between the Ebershter and Knesset Yisrael, Tibata, the Erusin was affected by through the Emunah of Kriyas Yamsuf. And Chazal Taka say in Tanchuma, in the schus of Emuna there was Asheras Ashrina, in the schus of Asheras Ashrina, therefore there was Shir. And with that he says, the Pasuk says, Teira Tziva Lonu Moshe, Moirosh Kilos Yankov. And Chazal Darshin, Al Tikra Moirosh Ela Muros. Right? Now, the Shalokah, this is a famous rule. When it says a Pasuk, and Chazal say, Al Tikra, don't read it X, read it Y. You can't be mafkia the partner. It says my Russia, must be my Murosa, betrothed, engaged. What's going on here? The Shalom says the rule is whenever Chazal say an Al Tikra, what it means to say is you can't understand the simple pshutishal mikra, which a mikra yitrim pshutai, unless you also understand first the Al Tikra. The Al Tikra is the hakdama to understanding trap. How do you come to the my Russia? That it's inheritance, a legacy which is permanently yours, which happened through Torah Tziva Lanu Moshe Meirasha, which happened at Matan Torah. What is that chana to Matan Torah that was the Urasa, the Zaydim Tibata, the Verastich Libemuna, which happened at Kriyas Yamsuf? In other words, Kriyas Yamsuf is the Hakdomo of reasons we'll see in a moment to, you don't come to Matan Torah, you don't come to Sinai unless you first have Kriyas Yamsu. Which one? Okay, he says it much deeper, whatever, give up. Therefore, Kumt Uyis, the Chasam Sofer is telling us that V'zeidim Tibata, how do you get rid of your Averis, a Hecher, Mitzvah Ma'ava, Zdoinis Lazlik Zachias, Dafka through the Indian of living and re-experiencing Kriyas Yamsuf. And therefore, we're called here over and over again in the davening, Yedidim. Yedidim Havarta. Right? In the piyut, Yedidim, Yeremimucha, Bashira Kadmucha, over and over the word Yedidim. Why? Because the Rambam famously says in Perek Zayin of Hilchos Tshuva Alochavov, see how powerful, how potent is the power of Tshuva. Right? Shemekarevis Adam Lushchino. Emesh, how is a soni lifne amoko, Mishukots, Umeruchok Viteeva. Yesterday he was hated. He was an abomination to the Eibishter. You become a Yedid, which is sort of the Yad and Yad. Your hand is outstretched to the Eibishter, and the Eibishter's hand is outstretched to the Kabbalah Tshuva, and you become a Yedid to the Eibishter. So, Kumt Uis, through Tshuva you become a Yedid, and Tshuva is affected by Kriyas Yamsuf. Which, by the way, for those people who are gematrically, I don't know what the word is in English, inclined, we'll know that the Hebrew Shalach Pari is Gimatria, says Dim Rechayim Tshuva Mahav. Right? And therefore it says, Upari Hikriv, Harachazal Darshna Pari Hikriv, Hikriv as Liban Shal Yisrael, Lavir Shemayim. And that's what the Messiah says, Pari Hikriv. Where else does the word Hikriv appear? Dane, this Pasuk, another Pasuk, Hikriv as Karboni. A person brings up a carbon without Tshuva, it's a Chzevach Rasharim Teva. So the Pari Hikriv. And therefore says the Shai Lemeira, Tshuva is gimatria vayigar bayam v'yam suf v'yechrav. The drying of the sea, they even walk through bayam v'yabasha, that is through the concept of Tshuva. That's back down. So this week has to do with Tshuva, and it has to do with Tchias HaMesim, and if I had the time, I would explain why Tshuva and Tchias HaMesim are one and the same, but I've discussed it countless times in the past. Do you remember, anybody? No? You're not going to be a genius to work out. But Pashtus, Rishayim B'chayim, Akir Mesim, and Tshuv is spiritual Tchias HaMesim. Nachmer, all the Sforim bring the famous Kasha, the Panam Iris, everyone to Mosul. The din is Nira V'nidcha, Tshuv V'nidcha, right? So one, I have a carbon, and the carbon was kosher, and it got a Balmum. Once it's pushed aside, once it's disqualified, forget it. So how could the Abishar take us Tshuva, do the Tshuva? The answer is there'll be Tchias HaMesim. So if a behemoth is a shchita, or the sofa of them, they'll be tchias amesim. Therefore, the pasuk says, "Until the davar another says, how long will you be angry on Kol Yisrael? Ali ato toshuv dechayenu. You can make tchias amesim. It's tchias amesim is a raya that what that Eden or chizer v'nira. That's why tshuva helps. And this answers a million other kashas, but I'm not getting involved in the pilpul shuba. But the simple, for simple Jews like me, all I know is that Shabbos Shira is connected to Tshuva, and Shabbos Shuva, by definition, is connected to Tchias HaMesim. Sharlei Nemer, El Yosher, Mikam Tchias HaMesim Min HaTorah. Now, why is that? What's going on here? What's happening? Just very, very simple Shira today. Just very basic, fundamental. Like for a third grade child, a Bet Bechila. Very simple. You all remember, everybody knows that the Rashi brings in Chumash, and the Poshet Gemara Brochus, even if you didn't get far in Daf Yomi, that Gemara, you remember? When the Abish says to Moshe, Dabrina, Bosnei, alright? Right? Ask them, the Vakoshir Mechem, to take the Yishlo Ishmeish, Achev Ishmeish, Rusa, the Chesev, Chizov, to take the Biza from Mitzrayim. Why? Shul Yomer. It's a tzaddik that Avraham Avinu shouldn't come with a taina later. The avodah ve'inu oisam kiyim behem, and v'yachah ken yitzu b'chush gadol lo kiyim. You don't have to be a genius to figure out. The obvious kasha, all the one. Does the Abishur not have to keep his promise with Avraham Avinu's taina? On Avraham Avinu's taina? What's going on here? There's ein sof tirut. The Vilna Gaon in the Sefer Imrei Noyim on Masechta Brachos, a pasha to simply says this is the emes of that. The emes is very simple. Of course, the Abishter told them you when ultimately you'll be given the Biza. You'll be given a Gewaldige Biza, say, Biza. But where was the Biza supposed to be given? The Gemara said, the Chilta says, all over, the Biza Hayom was the ultimate, that was the majority of the Biza they got the booty from Egypt was at the Yam. And the emes is Eden are lazy. Why should I have to schlep from Mitzrayim all this gold and silver? Let the Egyptian, let the Goyim schlep it. That's what Goyim are made for, right? Let them do the schlepping. When it'll come to the Yam, they'll bring a few more a few more trucks. And then we'll take it from there. Well, I got to schlep it all the way from Mitzrayim for 7-8 days, schlep it myself. So for this, the Eber said, the place of getting the geld, that's at the Yam, which is, by the way, why one of the many reasons besides the money, why this week's parasha, if you really need parnosa, I think everyone needs parnosa, good time to daven for it, like for anything else. Everything that it says, Koshin, Kriyas, Yamsu, parnosa, and divugim, and shiduchim, and children, this is mamash a school to daven for, this is Shabbos, right? But the Eden said, why should we schlep it? You know why should Ben said, this is a Shalyomer, it's a tzaddik, that you left Mitzrayim al kaponim without the biza, do Avram Avinu a favor, take a bit now. But the Iker, which only begs the question, why taka is the Iker biza of Mitzrayim, is not an in Mitzrayim, but it's dafka al hayam. Yeah, why? Why is that? There's something, obviously, the answer is obvious, glaring in your face. There's something that happens at the Yam, right, which you didn't have before. Dafka at the Yam, you're takazicha to the Iker of the Bezer. What's pshat? Beginning of the parasha, first pasuk. Everything is in the first. Every parasha, you know, everything about the parasha in the first pasuk. If you look in the Svarim HaKadosh. Pasuk starts off, Ehi b'shalach pari yasa'am, v'leinacham alikim derech eretz plishtim. Why? Ki korv. What is Korov to what? So Rashi, this is what I was taught when I had short trousers on. Right, little kid. He Korovu, because Mitzrayim is Korov to whatever. And when the Eden, Kedarkam, Bakoydish, will crest and kvetch and whatever, then it's easier to go back. So the Abish took him the long way, the long route around. That's simple pshat, with Rashi. The Daskeni Valetoysu says, Interessant pshat, ki Korovu, Kiloymar ha'am Korovish lakadishbor. Yidden are kruvim to the Abishur, and the pasuk says of Nei Yisrael am kruvoi, and therefore the Abishur was not noyig the logical route as your navigator would have told you. He's not the firzach not with Yidden not kederach al oret bederach atem. So that's what's kedem. Peladik pshat. What's going on here? The answer is, it's Al Pishnayim Edim Yakum Dover, I'm sure you can find more, but it's both from Sofer and the Droshes Vishvishal Pesach, and the Sfas Emes and Pesach. When the Yidden left Mitzrayim, here's Mitzrayim, last week's parasha, how did they leave? What was it? What Bechina were they? Right? So we say, everyone knows the Gemara. The Gemara says in Kiddushin that Rav Shimon Berebbe Adorish, Mikhail Bechomer, if a person is time to go home, you did your 6 years of avos, and the guy says, "After you said these years, I want to stay here as a slave." What do you do? Come to Eved Nirtza, you take his ear and you go to the doorpost, right? Why is that? Chazal say, because these were delis and the mezuzah with the two edim and Mitzrayim with pasachti alamashu was the mezuzahs, and I said kidli b'nei Yisrael avodim. And not avodim la avodim, and this shaita went, and he's like wants to be in perpetuity in avdus, therefore becomes a nirz. So, what was the madrega of Chal Yisrael, bechin of Chal Yisrael at Yitzias Mitzrayim? Avodim. Till now, you are avodim to Paroi, and now you are avodim to the Abish. Yitzias Mitzrayim ufketan and inin da Eden or avdei Hashem. What is the chiddush of this week's parasha of Kriyas Yamsuf? Not only that, you know, avodim to the Abishter, which is, you know, if you call a person Eved Hashem, like that's the ultimate Amish Rabbeinu, it ain't bad, you know? Right? But ultimately, it's Madreg of Kol Masher Kona Eved Kona Rabbo, I mean, it's whatever, you know? But Mitzias Mitzrayim is Halu Avde Hashem, which goes on Yitzias Mitzrayim, the process. Avde Hashem, by the way, is Gimachi Alikim plus Havai, which is Amtanka Sadidim. Right? Avde Hashem. Avde is 86, Alikim. Havai is Havai, right? And therefore, this Kabbalah, what is the order of the Gemara Brachas? First, he had Bekabal Ol Malchus Shemayim. After was Ol Mitzvahs. So first came the Chinah of Yitzias Mitzrayim. You come now an Eved Hashem. right? By Kriyas Yamsuf, over and over we say, Vayoyitzias Amo Yisrael Mitoichu. Hamavir, Bonav Ben Gizri Yamsuf. Vero Bonav Gvurosi. Umalchuska Ro'u Vanecha Bakayel. Over and over we're Madgish the Inyan of Bonav. Why? Explains it from Sofer very simply. Because the Mitzrayim, the Geula did not, they were Orem Ve'eria, naked of Mitzvahs. The Geula came because of the evil of the Egyptians, plus the Schus Ovis, there was a bris, and a shrew with the Ovis HaKadoshim. Therefore, Yidin didn't reach the Madrega of Bon, and they only reached the Madrega of Avod. When it came to Kriyas Yamsuf, and here they had Emuna, through the Emuna they reached the Madrega of Bon. And therefore, Rashi brings, when it says the Anan stood between Machne Yisrael and the Machne Mitzrayim, Marshal Mahalik Baderech, Ubenoi Hoylech Lufonov, this, right, comes listim, right, Lishboy, so the bandits want to kidnap the son, so the father puts him behind. Comes a Zev and wants to kill him, he puts him in front. What happens when the listim are in front and the Zev is in the back? So he picks them up, right? Noitel al Zroyo v'nilchem. Therefore, it says the pasuk anichi to galtil lefrayim kachim al Zroyo. The Ebrister picks us up, caresses us, right? Interesting. Chazal don't give a marshal, some as the rabbi in a synagogue giving a sermon. Like if you're a militz, everyone should go home and we the challenge talk. If there's a marshal, a father with a son, right? At least it's a chbeduyik. Because where did the Ebrister become kvayochel our father? Where did we become children? Dafka at the Yamsuf. From this I understand what happened right after the Yamsuf. Where do we go? A place called Mora. What happens in Mora? Sham sam loy choyku mishpat. What is the choyku mishpat? So Chazal say, when was Shabbos or Ikre Shabbos given to us? Mora. Paradum, etc. Why does Shabbos was given in Mora? I've said like a countless time the famous Chido in numerous places. The Bnei Yisrael always quotes it. Shabbos is Mora that Yidin are b'vchinas bonim. First of all, Shabbos, there was Eved Hashem serves Hashem from fear, trepidation. A son serves Hashem from his father from love. Shabbos is gimatria. Have I said this like every other year? The Bnei Yisrael. Shabbos is gimatria. No. Ava b'chol lev, ava b'chol nefesh, ava b'chol ma'oid. Says the Beis Hashem of Hashem is b'chitin the Teresi of Detroit. Right? Shabbat Tev, ki la'amcha Yisrael nasata b'hav. Moreover, the Sfas Emma says, what day of Pesach did Kriyas Yamsuf take place? Shvi Shel Pesach. Why is it called Shvi Shel Pesach? Shvi Shel Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf is, the Alter Rebbe says, look at the Torah, is the Shabbos of Pesach. Why is that? So Sfremis explains, what is the tachlis of all of creation of heaven and earth? The Ebrister wanted that no emlech, he should be king, right? That mankind should accept Malchusa Yisborechal, right? Who are the ones who are mamlech the Ebrister? Well, Yisrael, so we do for a living, yeah? The pasuk says, the chol asher pal Hashem l'ma'aneu, right? The Ebrister created l'ma'aneu miloshen edus, l'biloshen l'sanne b'reachal, edus. Atin Eidai Nuhum Hashem, right? When is the day of the week that we're made a Malchusa Yizbor, the Ebrister's Melech? Shabbos. Shabbos is Sa'adis. Shabbos is called Eidus. Right? So when Yidin, the Geula from Mitzrayim, was in order that Yidin should be Eidim Ksherim to the Ebrister, right? To be made Alach Dusei, right? So when, what do you do on Shabbos? You say, Mizmer Shir, the Mashabbos, Toiv Lahoidis Hashem. Which is the day that we praise the Ebrister for his Ashkocha, etc., etc. Dafka Shabbos is the Iker day. Yes, with me. And therefore the Shvi Shel Pesach is the Pesach, what Shabbos is to the week, to the Bemais. Moreover, Tifrigadet, we all know the Gemara in Shabbos, Daf Yudam and Beis, said it 1,000 times, that the Ebrister tells Moshe, at least in Matan al-Chaver, it's your idea, you got to tell him. Yeah. So therefore, the Ebrister tells Moshe, go and tell Klal Yisrael, Maton no Teiva Yeshli Beis Genozai, v'Shabbos. So where does Shabbos come from? Beis Genozai. What else? What does the Ebrister have in Beis Genozai, in his celestial, cosmic treasure house, treasure trove, whatever it's called? Elsewhere, the Gemara is Eila Hakadosh Baruch Hu by Tzara. It's not Eila Oitzer Shi Yerushalayim Bilvad. Yerushalayim. By the way, if you don't trust me, so the Briskunas Olam says Matonot Toivu Beis Ganoza Yitzki Matri 1001, which is Matri Yerushalayim. When do you get Yerushalayim? You're not going to be a genius. You say in the last words of the Torah, L'chola Meir HaGodol, Chazal Dash in Zifrei, that refers to Kriyas Yamsuf. We say in the Haggadah Shal Pesach, Uve Meir HaGodol, Zu Gilish Chinen. And Chazal say that Ra, the Shiv Chalayam, Yitim HaShara, Yechetlu Ben Buzi. So the ultimate Gili of the Shechina was Dafka at Yamsuf. And there was Givaldi Yidr Shemayim, which that is Bechina Shabbos, the Yidr Hashem, which comes from the Beis Kenozei. Therefore, the Yishalmi famously says in Perek Dalet of Demai that Am Oretz doesn't lie on Shabbos, Amos Shabbos, right? So Shabbos, that was Nizgala, the Gilishchina, the Yidr Shemayim, that was given to us on Shabbos. So Shabbos is always related to what? Shabbos is related to Yidr Shemayim, Shabbos, Eidus, etc., etc. So now we became full-fledged Yidin. Right? And therefore, by the way, that's why once you became Bonim Hashem Likechem, now you understand why Tshuva helps. As the Bnei Sosra says countless times, all this far and bring it. Why does Tshuva help? Because for the Goyim, the Eibishter, they're like Avodim. And the Eibishter is a Melech. And the rule is that Melech Shemachol Kvedoi and Kvedei Machol. Yidin are Bonim, and Av Shemachol Kvedoi and Kvedei Machol, as the Gemara says in Kiddush, the Gemara says in Ksuvah. And therefore, if you want to really work it out, Pasuk says, Shuvah Yisrael Hashem, Chuvi Machem Dvar, Imroi Lov, Koltisa Ovein, Vekach Toiv, Shuvah Yisrael Plus Toiv, Yitzki Matri Yishvi Yishol Pesach Makel. Shuvah. You with me? But Akitzur Amasa, on Shvi Yishol Pesach, Kriyas Yamsuf, we became Bivchinas, we moved from being solely Avodin, now we also have Bivchina to being Bonim Hashem Lichem. Which also, by the way, you say this like every day. You say Kriya Shema, the third parasha, last pasuk, Ani Hashem Lichem. Asher Tezi Yasser Ben Yisrael. Liyot Tocham Lichem. Ani Hashem. Why did Ni Hashem twice? So, Rashi said, Ani Hashem, first Ani Hashem Lichem. Right? Hashem, Nemen L'Shalom Tzchar. He'll repay you for your good deeds. Alikeichem, Midas Adin. He'll punish you if you don't. Asher Tezi Yasser Ben Yisrael, says Rashi, Amenas Kein. And the Sos Emes points out, if you don't do what you're supposed to be doing, then you go back to, then you're in your spiritual galus, back to Pari, back to Mitzrayim. Right? There is again a Ani Hashem Elokeichem. Right? What's that for? Right? So a person should say, you know what? I got this deal. They was making a deal. You do my mitzvahs, I'll give you reward. You do Averis, I'll punish you. What if a person says afal pike? Hello? I'm too lazy to get up in the morning to daven shacharis. I'm willing to get gehenim for it. So why should it bother him? I'm willing to take the consequences. Nay. The last ani Hashem lechem means whatever you want, you don't want. So tough luck. You got it. You have no brayer in it. Says the Vilna Gaon, because the first level is the bechin of an evit. Right? The last level is Ben, whether you like it or not. Hals ya, hals nish, right? Bal korchach, the Eibush is a tata. Bal korchach, you're a son. Worthy or not. That's an Evan the Ben. Could you get rid of an Evan? Have a servant. You can get rid of him, you could trade him in, you could mishachar him, you could mafkar him, you could do what you want. Could a father be mafkir a child? Could a child be mafkir? You're stuck. For all of eternity, that's who you are. That's your core identity, and that bechina of bonim was given to Kal Yisrael. Therefore, it says in Pasuk, Shemayr es Chodesh Aviv. Aviv stands for Biav, the Shtikel Eibusher within me, right? And that was and one of the things that a father has. The Rambam Shore says that I'm not going to get involved in the whole technicality. There are tough kuf nun hey levels in Shemayr, of which angels can only ascend to the 900. The last 55 are Bote Gavoy, the highest levels, which even the holiest of angels cannot enter. Only Klal Yisrael. And a ben, vis-a-vis his father, is given permission, l'stakel begin zeidav, to go into the inner, deepest rooms, deepest secrets. And that, when was that given to Klal Yisrael? Oviv, Aleph, Beis, Yud Beis, spell it out, right, is 955, which is also, by the way, Moshe Uvnei Yisrael HaMakom. This was granted in this. So when the Malachim want to sing Shira, wait, Klal Yisrael comes first. So, Kriyas Yamsuf at Ufkitan, right, that Klal Yisrael are higher than Malachim. Therefore, in a few weeks later, when it comes to Torah, and again the Malachim will tie in the Torah of Shemayim, where do we see that? So, now you understand why Kriyas Yamsuf, where we become Bechinas Bonim, is the Hakdama. Remember the angels tied the Dina de Bar Metzor. We're in heaven, we're the neighbors. We have first right of refusal, right? Nein, we're Bonim Atem. You could sell your property, even though your next door neighbor is whatever, to your son. A Karev, and that was given in to Klal Yisroel. Therefore, you understand, but Medrash Pliya says, when the Abishur said, Anuichi Hashem Alikecha, Shizicha Ben Yisrael, Pasach Moshe Rabbeinu, Va'omar Boroch Shal Yasani Goy. You're dancing with joy. Why not? Because the whole reason Torah was given to Klal Yisroel is because we're Am Karevi, and we're higher even than Malach. By the way, just to, on the Pasuk, Moshe Rabbeinu is the davening Klal Yisroel is like, you know, praying, right? They're stuck, the Egyptians are pursuing them, but what did the Abish to say? Ma titzak eloi. Says Rashi, all I had over tov eloi v'lelech. It's up to me, it's not up to you. Al derech, the pasuk says in Yeshaya, al bonai v'al peil yodai titzuveni. Are you, prophet, Isaiah, you're telling me about how to treat Klal Yisrael, you're complaining, you're caressing? What's all I v'al, again, bonai, right? Says the Moshe Sereb, it's a Moshe Tikavort. Everyone knows it says Eilem Moyad Hashem Asher Tikru Oysam B'Moyado, and the Gemara says again. Yeah, the Gemara says Rosh Hashanah Dafu Hey Al Tikru Oysam Ella Atem. Famous Chazal said this 1,000 times. Atem if you l'shoyim, Atem if you l'mutoim, Atem l'mazidim. Whether you're mistaken, whether you're b'shoyim, whether you're amazed, Aber Bezin, whatever Bezin does, heaven. So says his Zayda, the Chesel of Koshman. When the pasuk says bonim atem l'Hashem alikechem, so it's atem afilu shogim, atem afilu mezidim, atem l'tom. Lachlif, you can't get rid of the bechina of bonim. Therefore, pella says the Moshe Rebbe, matitzak is gimatria 705, which is gimatria bonim atem l'Hashem alikechem. The Abish is taking care of us, right? Therefore, even by the Yamsuf, there were those kitush of Yisrael who weren't so. But Pasuk said in Tilim, Vayamro Vayam Yamsuf, right? And there were people walking around with pesel mich in their pockets, right? The Pasuk says in Zechariah, Va'over Bayom Tzora, the Tzora, so the Abish was going with them, right? From Desvegin, that, in other words, the point. Okay, I'm not trying to. The Gemara Baba Bas, Daf Tes Zayin. Remember there was a guy called Iuv? He wasn't Jewish, right? Yeah? But he went. What? Pashas, he wasn't Jewish. And he had a very difficult, a rough time, right? So the Gemara there says that he a bit blasphemed. Right? What did he say? He says, maybe Abishur, there came a Ruach Sara, a tempest, a hurricane, or whatever, and you made a mistake between Iuv and Oyuv. Same letters. Maybe the wind blew up. Said, so the Gemara says, with the Sira, he blasphemed, and with the Sira, the Abishur answered. This isn't possible. What went on here? It's a tifa. The Abish said by the Cyrus, everything is meduyik. If there's one extra, you go blind. If not, everything is with a chesh. What's happening? So Chazal say, remember, in Zohar HaKadosh and Berichus, Eve had a Zataina. Eve was an Ish Yosh Tom, V'Yosha, V'Re'elikim, V'Sur Meira, Alamaitis. A holy man, right? So much so that he compared himself to Avram Avinu. said the Eibushit, you ain't exactly Avram Avinu. For a variety of reasons. Look in the Gemara. Avram Bididela Yistaka, whatever. Moreover, Avram had all these trials and tribulations and he never krechts. And you're like, you're out of your mind. You're having a meltdown. You're having a breakdown here, right? From your Tzoros. Right? What happened here? So Chazal say that the Satan saw. The famous Gemara. Satan upnina l'shem shemayim niskav. When was the Satan mechavin l'shem shemayim? He saw that this Eibush loves this Eiv. He like he's really maybe chas v'shalom he'll forget the love the ruchimusa of Avram. Right. So the Satan said, "I'll fix him. I'll right." It was l'shem shemayim because he wanted the Eibush loved Klal Yisrael. I forgot who was it from. Papunya said this Rasha and came to Satan and kissed his feet. The Gemara says, "Gemara Basra, page before." Anyway, what happened here? Does it make sense logically, Eiv Tainit, what's happening to him? The guy is like totally devoted to the Abish. Right? Why is all this happening? It makes no sense. So maybe sometimes there's a Sarah, and why was this happening, says the Zohar? Because at the Yamsuf, the Samach Mem Alein came and Tainit Halalo, Evdezor. Right? So he sees the Abish is working, the Ruach Kodim, Azza. This is working not logical. It's nonsense. This is like, you know, absurd, right? So maybe the same absurdity, right? L'mata mitam v'das is affecting that me, Eiv, became an Oiv. Twice it says there, right? Twice it says in Pasuk that Oiv in Az Yosher. Maybe Eiv became, maybe... Says the Eibush should know Eiv. Everything is with the Cheshbon, everything is Bashkoch, right? And Norvos, right? There's some things which are Lamata Mitam Vadas, and there's some things Lamaila Mitam Vadas. The Eibush's love to Yid, Bonim, Atam, Hashem Lekechem, even as Mutoyim, Mizidim, Shagim, whatever, that is an Ava which is Lamaila Mitam Vadas. A father does not love his son because the son is worthy and deserving, and he came from Cheder, and the Rebbe said, even if it's love dafka, but that the ava is an ava in it liya bedover, and it's infinite, right? And therefore, that is the central. That's by the way, I have no time to elaborate. Chazal say, if a person says shira every day, actually, I'm talking to Zimra, last come of a comment, and this Shabbos, they say it bells when the Sasholim bells are read Oz Yosher, right? People were picking up their bekishes because they didn't want to get dirty from the. They felt they were crossing the Yamsuf. And they didn't want to get their bekishes wet with the mud from the right, to which other rebbes who were like had a different whatever. If they researched a madrega of Rosa, right, of Gilu Likus, so why were they worried about the bekishes? Give it to the dry cleaners later. Then I have a havort to explain why, whatever. But by the way, when the Eibushter loves the Yid, right, and the Ava b'chinas bonim, yeah. What is the Eibush to love? Your body or your soul? I've discussed this countless times. When the Eibush to ata v'chartonu mikolam, when did this happen? By the Ovis HaKadoshim, by... The Ovis HaKadoshim had a unique Jewish neshama. No doubt about it, right? The ata v'chartonu, which the emes is v'ikr at... Kriyas Yamsuf, and to be completed at Matan Torah, that's the goof of Eid. On that level where the Jew and the Goy is one and the same, the Neshama of Eid and Nefesh of a Goy are two different worlds. Ain't soft difference. On that level, there's the same, right? So this is birth. You know, let me put it bluntly, Rabbi Yitzchak Eisenhower, great Talmud of the Gro, he puts it very simply. Yitzias Mitzrayim is like the birth, like, for the skolos is between us ibur, pregnancy. You're carrying a baby. Lekachle goy mi kerev goy. When is the birth of Klal Yisrael? Says the pasuk in Yecheskel. It's all over Nevi'im. The birth, the laid of Am Yisrael, is the night of the Seder. Right. By the way, what was the first of the 10 plagues? Last time I checked. Why dam? Because the Gemara says it needed daf of aleph. Ein psichas akever b'lay dam. Birth has to start off with, that's to be dumb. First of the Machas is dumb. when a woman gives birth, you ever heard of screaming, shrieking? That's why this beginning of birth. But in birth, between when the baby sticks his head and it's full birth and a separate entity, it takes minutes, whatever. In Mitzrayim, it took a week. The beginning of the appearance of Am Yisrael, the Leida, began a process the night of Chatzos, Makas Bechorim, right? It wasn't completed until the Yam. By the Yam, Yidden became born. Where the Eibershit now showers them with infinite love. Say, the oldest form of the Chazlavrom, Barichus, Niflo, Nishalo, Akkad, whatever. Brought Mishnah Brewer, brought the Chavachayim, Aloha. So it's not something that belongs to some holy Rebbe somewhere in Barbara. It belongs to every Yikos, Pasha Aloha. If a person says the Shira, Besimcha, as if he's standing there, Betzayer, Bedaitai, that he's standing there and he says it, Beshira, you have automatic Mechilas Avins. As long as you do it, L'Shem Shemayim, because you know that the Eibershit gets Nachas Ruach when he wipes. When the Chazal say in Medrash Shechetev, whenever there's a Shira and you sing and give Mahal the Eibershit for Nisim, automatically all of your sins are wiped away. I don't know about you, me, this is very important. It's like crucial. By Baruch. Hello? In Shoftim, hello? Baruch and Dvairah, Vatosh and Dvairah, yeah? This Taftairah? Hello? It says immediately, next Perek Vav, next capital, that again, the Yidden rebelled against the Eibershit. Everywhere else it's in, it says once again. Here's not once again, here's a new, the Shira of Dovid HaMelech, Eile Divrei Dovid HaChronim, all of past Avera, whatever there's a Shira, with Nisim, and there's a Shira, and you give Shevach Vaidor to the Eibershit and Shira, all your Averas are wiped away. That's the Bechina of Bonim, that was Neskala here. That is the Bechina of serving the Eibershter with everything. Bonim. I'll leave you with one story. I was at a chassid the other night. The rabbi from America, he told a beautiful story to Chassan Kalla, but it applies to everyone. It's a thing you could use. Reb Shimon Soifer, Ben Soifer, was the Rav in Krakow, the greatest of whatever. Once apparently walking in the street, this is what the Rav of Munsi said, he's walking in the street, and suddenly he meets a goy. Regular goy. And he says, "Who are you, sir?" "I am Shimon Soifer, I'm the rabbi of Krakow, the Jewish community." "And who are you?" "I'm Franz Josef, the emperor of the Austrian-Hungarian Empire," which in those days included Galicia, which Krakow was. So he said to him, "Yeah, you're Franz Josef, and I'm the Queen of England. Like, you know, I'm Donald Trump, you know, hello." He's walking around the Zoe, Ein Alein. But that was the derech. Sometimes the royalty is to go incognito, like anonymous amongst the people. See, just people just talk to them like normal. He was, come on. Like, you know. "Okay, in a month's time, I'll come here to visit you, and you'll see I'm Taka Franz Josef." Who grabbed was a very good friend to the Eden, to the Froma, whatever. You do it, those who know history. Anyway, a month later, Taka, they get telegrams. The emperor, Bechved of Atzmi, is coming, a ganze entourage with you know, Mercedes and the motorcades and whatever they had in those days. Fancy horses, I don't know. Like a gazillion people come with the soldiers. The Rav knows he gets dressed up in the Shabbos finery with the spodik, the greet in clinic at the emperor. So he walks out of his house, and the emperor, the whole motorcade comes. But the emperor, Bechved of Atzmi, and the Rav, Shimon Soifer greets him with great address, COVID, Melech, and Kleinika, Abroch, man. She's talking to him. And they're sitting and talking, and he's, you know, having a conversation. So Franz Josef turns to Shimon Soifer, and he says, "Is this the way you Jews treat the emperor? I'm standing in front of your house, we're having this whole conversation. Why don't you invite me in? Like a bazillion to the Melech, he's standing outside in a..." But that end for him. He didn't think about it, and he's really like embarrassed, and the wrong answer and whatever. Yes, what you call think on his feet. So Reb Shimon Soifer says to him, "Your Majesty, normally, like, you know, we have the greatest respect to the king, to Malchus and Kleinika, Malchus to Chesed. But when the king, the Melech, the emperor, Bechvedi of Atzma, is at the door of my home, it's no longer my home. Everything I own in my house belongs to the emperor. Totally given over to the emperor. If the emperor would invite me to come into his house, it would be a great covet to be able to sit down and choose." The emperor, Vayita Ve'enov, And they departed, and he became a big friend of the Jewish people. The moral of the story is so, with the Abishur, calls him out, it's your house, and you have whatever, right? Yeah. If you build a home, and the home is one of Kedush Vatar, and has, you know what a house is? When you make from Rishus Arabim, and it has four mechitzas, and the ruach of the street doesn't go in, and you make from Rishus Arabim, becomes the Rishus HaYochid, of Yechid Rishul Oilam, then it becomes the Abishur's. That's to see also being the Sham and Guf. The Bechir is Dafka on the Guf, on the physical thing, on the average, on the Rishul, everything here in Rishul. And that's why at Matan Torah, at Kriyas Yamsuf, when Yidin went B'Mesiras Nefesh, the Abishur, B'Mesiras Nefesh, not only of the Neshama, but instead of the Guf, and the Guf becomes, when the Guf becomes totally subservient and bottled to carry out the Rotsan of the Neshama, then the king comes home, and that's why this Shabbos is a Shabbos of Gvaldik Simcha, and the Abishur, all the brachas that you need, the Shabbos Shir is Gimatri, Volosi, and Goyle, Shabbos Shabbos.
Yossi's going to go now. Yossi's going now anyway. Yossi.